Psukim in Chumash are not that clear, but in Yecheskel and in Tehillim, it's explicit that on the occasion of the Chet HaMeraglim in the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael were already told, "Atem chisam b'chir shel chinam, ani ekva lachem b'chir l'doiris," that the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av and everybody was crying. So the Ribbono Shel Olam told them at that time, they already knew in advance that when they will enter Eretz Yisrael and they'll build a Beis HaMikdash, that Beis HaMikdash will not last. It'll be destroyed and they will be sent into Golos. So Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the first Beis HaMikdash, knew that it wasn't going to last. The Ravid in Hasogas on the Rambam is of the opinion that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew it was going to be Chorev. So he had in mind to only endow the Mokum with Kedusha for that period of time. Kol Zman that Bayis Rishon will stand. That's a Chiddush, that you can do such a thing. The Gemara Nedarim and Daf Chav Tes seems to say that Kedusha Lo Poka Bechti. You can't be, let's say, I'll marry a woman just for 1 year. And if when the year comes to an end, if we're not happily married, so I won't need a get. I was only mikdash her for a year. The Gemara says there is no such thing. Kedusha Isha is like Kedusha. It's an element of Kedusha. And Kedusha like Paka Bechdi. Kedusha can't just vanish into thin air. Let's say someone's Magdusha Korban only for 30 days. A Korban Oilo, a Korban Shlomim. Then it comes the end of the 30 days, they still weren't Makrit the Korban. So he said Kedusha just vanishes into thin air. We assume there is no such thing. But that's such a Ravid. The Rambam writes that when Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh, the Mokam HaMikdosh, so it was Kitchel Osir Lovay. The Shechina in Ebetelo says Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was Batlo, because the Kedusha Rishayna that was accomplished in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun was through Kibush. They conquered the land, and the Chalukah was the Gemar HaKibush. The Psukim say in Sefer Yeshua took 7 years to conquer from the Lamed Aleph Malachim. They were 38. Eretz Yisrael is very centrally located. It's the link between Europe, Asia, and Africa. Whoever controls Eretz Yisrael could possibly control all the three continents. That's why the Nazis wanted to control, Napoleon wanted to control Eretz Yisrael. Mazel is that the Napoleon didn't succeed, and the Nazis started to lose the war when they came to Palestine. So it took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael, that says in Sefer Yeshua. Then the Gemara has an oral tradition, the end of Erechen, that it took 7 years to divide Chalukah l'Shvatim, Chalukah l'Mishpachas, and Chalukah l'Yechidim. And the Chalukah was the Gemara of the Kibush, completely conquered and divided among the Shvatim and so on. That was the Mikadosh. The Rambam explains that the Kedusha Rishayna of Eretz Yisrael was Batla when the Kibush was undone, when the Babylonian armies took Eretz Yisrael away from the Jewish people. And the whole Jewish government collapsed. So that was the end of the Kedusha. So then they had to make a new Kedusha. So even though the Gemara equates the two Shilas, whether Mokam HaMikdash is Kitchel Osir Lovay, whether Eretz Yisrael is Kitchel Osir Lovay, the Rishonim say there's room to split. So there's a Tosfos in Megillah Daf Yud, the Tosfos quotes Rav Chaim Kohen, that there's room to distinguish in either direction. You can say Eretz Yisrael has no Kedusha now, and the Beis HaMikdash does have Kedusha. You can say the reverse, that Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha is Pok, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. So there's different opinions. So the Rambam's opinion is that Kedusha is HaMikdash was Lo Batla. The Shechina was Lo Batla. But the Ravid writes not so. The Ravid writes, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew already in advance that it was going to be Chorev. They were told that on the Tisha B'Av when the Meraglim came back. The Netziv shows in his commentary on Chumash where it may appear in the Chumash. The Malach Vodi is Kol Ha'aretz. He interprets that pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that on the occasion of the Chet HaMeraglim Chayoni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears, the Malach Vodi is Kol Ha'aretz, I will send the Jews into Golus, and there will be quote Hashem, wherever the Jews go, there will be quote Shammai. That's how the Netziv interprets the pasuk in Chumash. But the reason why he interprets is because of the Psukim in Tehillim, and in Yecheskel, where it says, Beferish, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, the Bnei Yisrael were told on the occasion of the Chet HaMeraglim, that the Bais Rishon will be Chorev. So then the Ravid says, what about when Ezra completed the building of the second Beis HaMikdash? So he says he also knew in advance that it was going to be Chorev. Because Shlomo HaMelech, who built the first Beis HaMikdash, said Baruch HaKodesh and Shir HaShirim and Chaymahi Livna Le'atiras Kesev and Velasi Lotzo La Luach Chorez. He said Baruch HaKodesh, so the Gemara in the first Perek in Yuma interprets the Pesukim like that. And Chaymahi, what's going to be with the second Beis HaMikdash? Will that be everlasting? Will that also be Chorev? So Shlomo HaMelech says, Im Chaymahi Mi'alo Kachaymah, if everybody will return back to Eretz Yisrael, masses of throngs of Jews will be turned back, then Nivna Lehatiras Kesev, the period of the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a metal structure, She'en HaRekev Sholed Bo. Metal buildings don't rot away. Wooden buildings rot away. But metal buildings don't rot away. So the Gemara understands this on two levels. Beis HaMikdash will not rot away. The second Beis HaMikdash will last, won't be destroyed. And rot won't set in, and Bnei Yisrael will continue to have Nevi'im who will give us Musar and Techocha and to lead us on the straight path. However, in Delasi, if it will be a Shvacha Aliyah, which it was very poor, the Pesukim say how many Jews returned back from Golas Babel, a very small percentage. Then Shlomo HaMelech says, Baruch HaKodesh and Shir Hashem Nasola Luach Ores. Then the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a wooden hut, like a wooden bungalow, a wooden structure, She'arekev Sholed Bo, on two levels. Number one, the Beis Ba'isheni will be Chorev. And number two, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to send any more Nevi'im. So the Gemara has a comment, Gimel Nevi'im all the way in Ma'amid Bovel. When they came back from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, Hagaz Chayim Malachi with the three Nevi'im. Ezra always talks to his two chaverim, Haggai and Zechariah. He never mentions Malachi. So the Radak says, that's why Chazal had a tradition that Ezra is Malachi. Ezra is the same person. So he, those were the three. Haggai, Chayim, Malachi. Malachi is Ezra. Some of what he said was Nevuah. So it appears in Treyoser. And some of what he said, Baruch HaKadosh, that appears in Sefer Ezra, in Ksuhim. Nevi'im is B'nevuah, and Ksuvim is Baruch HaKodesh. Apparently it's not exactly the same. So the Ravid thinks that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, she had in mind it should only be Kodesh for the 410 years that it lasted. And when Ezra completed the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, Deyohaya Ezra. Ezra knew in advance because of the Baruch HaKodesh of Shlomo HaMelech and the Shir HaShirim that Ba'isheni is going to be heard. It was only Mikadosh Lizman. So the Pesukim, the Rambam disagrees though. The Rambam thinks that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, it was Kitchelosi Lovek. The question is about Kedusha Sa'aretz. So the Kedusha Rishayna, the accepted opinion is, was Batla. Kedusha Rishayna Beretzah, that was created, Al Yidei Kibush Yeshua Binnun, that was Batla when the Babylonian armies took away Eretz Yisrael from the Jewish people. But the Kedusha Shnia, that the Rambam has to coin an expression, Kedusha Rishayna was Al Yidei Kibush. What was the Mekadosh Kedusha Shnia? There was no Kibush. There was no Jewish government till the days of the Hashmonaim, which was several centuries later. According to the Gemara, the Ba'isheni only lasted 420 years. Ba'is Rishon was 410 years, and Ba'isheni was 10 years longer. Than the 420 years. According to the Goyisha history books, the Ba'isheni was 165 years longer than that. That's a question the Gemara somehow assumes that many different kings whose names are mentioned in Tanakh were really the same person. So you take five kings and you put them all together as one king, say missing 165 years, missing a lot of years. So that was a big machlokes in the days of the Rishayim and the days of the Acharyim. Do we assume the Goyish history books are more accurate? Do we assume the Gemara is more accurate? Many Gedolim thought that the Goyish history books are more accurate. And others thought not, that the Gemara's record perhaps is more accurate. But the Navi Haggai is the one who prophesied the Nes Chanukah. Haggai says, There are many old timers. Mi bechem anisha, Chagai Peri Beis, Posse Gimel. Mi bechem anisha, Sheroz Abayis Azeh Bechvot Deharishayim. There are people 80 years old, the Beis HaMikdash was Choret for 70 years. So he was 10 years old when he saw the first Beis HaMikdash, and now he sees, Vayishamatim Royim Osa Ata Alo Kamok Ki'ayim Be'enechim. This is nothing. This is a fake. There were so many things missing. That's what the Navi Chagai says, the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael, please build me a Beis HaMikdash ve'ertza bo ve'ikov do. I will be honored. And the word ve'ikov do is missing a hey at the end. So why do we say, the Gemara says in Yuma, the first parak, why do we say that it's missing a hey, ve'ikov do, read it, ve'ikov eid, I will feel honored. So the Gemara says, no, it's missing a hey, to allude to the fact that the Vaisheni was missing five major things. Then Mark gives you a list of the five things. Then you look in the parallel Midrashim, you look in the Feinayim in the back of the Gemara, in the first parak in Yuma. So this is quoted in a few Midrashim, and each Medrash has a different list of five things that are missing. So there are 25 things that were missing in the Bais Sheni. So the old timers were crying, this is a fake, this is not a real Beis HaMikdash. So the Navi Chagai says, B'nevuah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause a tremendous mess to occur. That's in the Chagai Perik Beis, Pasuk Chafalat, and Meral Zubogel. Ani Marish is Hashem Emes Ha'aretz. I'm going to make a mess occur and all the nations of the world will come to visit the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi said that's an allusion to the Nes Chanukah. And all the nations of the world will realize that there is a Ashras HaShchina in this Beis HaMikdash, and they'll all come to bring matanis. This is in Chagai also, it's twice. Perik Beis Pasuk Vav Kichoyam Hashem Tzvokas Odachas Miati Vani Marishas Hashemayim Esaoretz Esayom Esaocharova The Hirashti is Kol Adoyim Uvo Chemdas Kol Adoyim. The Nochrim, the Umasolim will come with donations to the Beis HaMikdash. Umilesi is Habayis Esaokovar Omer Hashem Tzvokas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Li HaKesev, Li HaZov, Nirma Hashem Tzvokas, I'll seek to it, that everyone will bring Kesev HaZov to the Beis HaMikdash. This is my desire. And then he says, Godel Yekvod HaBayis HaZeh HaAch Min HaRishon Nirma Hashem Tzvokas, the glory of the second Beis HaMikdash will outshine that of the first Beis HaMikdash. In what sense was the Godel Yekvod HaBayis HaZeh HaAch Min? So the Gemara in Dav Gimel and Bava Basra has a Machlokes HaMaroyim. One Amara says the Bais Sheni lasted longer than the Bais Rishon. But according to the Gemara's tradition, according to the Gemara's calculation, the Bais Rishon lasted 410 years, that says in Tanakh, and the Bais Sheni lasted 420 years. So the Gros Tzimis was 10 more years. And then the Gemara says Bais Sheni was taller. The Bais Sheni was taller, so that's called Godel Yekvod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchron Min HaRishon. That outshines the glory of the first Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara points out, and the Rama quotes it, Bais Sheni from day number one was riddled with machlokes. They had trouble with the tzdukim, with the apikursim that didn't accept Torah Shabbat Peh. There were periods of time, long stretches of time, that the Avodas HaKarbonos was controlled by the tzedukim. They were doing everything Shaloi Kedin. They weren't Yotzei the Karbonos. And the Chachamim made a Yontif. When they succeeded in kicking out the tzdukim from the Beis HaMikdash and they straightened out all the inyonim of HaKrovos HaKarbonos every time they made a yontem. So what was so gebaldik? And then the Gemara points out, the Mishnah in the end of Brochas points out, Mishikil Kalu Haminim, the Apikosim didn't believe in Olam Abba, so the Chachamim insist that Olam Hazeh you don't have to believe in, we live in Olam Hazeh. Olam Abba they didn't believe in. So the Chachamim introduced that whenever you say a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Min HaOlam, Me'ad HaOlam. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olam Hazeh, Bo'olam Habo, to be mechazik the emuna in the Beis HaMikdash. Every time you say a bracha, they say Min HaOlam, Me'ad HaOlam, that we subscribe to the belief in Olam Habo. So when was that? When did that start? So the Mefarshim point out in the back of the Gemara Brachas on the Mishnah in the last parak. That was on the first day of Bais Sheni. From the very outset. And the Bais Sheni, there had to be Mashbir, the Kangorel every year, that he's not going to be Mishana. He won't change anything because the Tzukim didn't do the Avodah properly. So the Beis HaMikdash was controlled by the Chachamim, who did believe in the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So they had to have the Kohen Gadol swear that he's going to do the Avodah properly. So what does it mean, Godli HaKvod HaBayis? It's going to outshine the glory of the first Beis HaMikdash. And furthermore, what the Tosfos Yontav HaMishnayos points is that why is the Bayis Sheni referred to as HaBayis HaAchron? Godli HaKvod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchron Min HaRishon. So on Dav Gimel in Bava Basra, where the Gemara has this, the two Pshatim, what does it mean, Godli HaKvod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchron? Because it was 10 years longer, it lasted a little longer. The Gemara thought it lasted 420 years instead of 410 years because it was a little taller, big deal. But it was full of machlekes. So there's Rav Matzisyos Drashon, that's the son of the Rashash. He was also a wealthy man. He had a big famous library and gave over his, after he died, he only had daughters. He didn't have any sons. He gave over his library to the government. Tremendous library of Svarim. So he, in his comments on Bava Basra, in the back of the regular Gemara, the Vilna Shah, so they have on Daf Gimel and Bava Basra, Matzisos Rashan quotes a comment from the Zohar that when the Novi says, Godli Kod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchron, HaAchron is a reference to the third Beis HaMikdash. That'll be the everlasting Beis HaMikdash. HaZeh is a reference to the Bayis Sheni. So it's like a hyphen, HaBayis HaZeh hyphen HaAchron. The third Beis HaMikdash will be a Hemshech of the second Beis HaMikdash. And now they're building the second Beis HaMikdash. So right now, it looks schwach. And he says, all of you old-timers who remember what the first Beis HaMikdash looked like, you're crying. And the Pesukim say, Chagas HaMalachi, there were so many old-timers who were crying. The younger people were dancing and singing and rejoicing. And they were so happy. They never saw Beis HaMikdash before. And the old-timers were crying. And the Pesukim say, you couldn't hear the singing and the rejoicing of the younger people because the old timers were crying so much. So strange. So the Novi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause a miracle to occur in the Bayis Sheni to indicate that there is Hashvas HaShchinah, the Shchinah is not Begolui, but Godli HaKvod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchron, the third Beis HaMikdash will be a Hemshech of the second. And at that time, it will be the covet of the Bayis HaShlishi will outshine that of the Bayis Rishon, will be greater than the Hashuas HaShchein and the Mishkan and Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Pesukim seem to imply. And the Chassidish is from the quote of Pasuk in Tehillim, Arachti ner lemishichi. I prepared the neris of Chanukah because this is a simon. The neris Chanukah was a similar dover that there was Hashuas HaShchein and the Bayis Sheni. And that will it'll continue to appear begolui in the Bayis HaShlishi. Arach Diner LeMashiach Adlokas Aneris is a siman l'dover that there will be a Bayis HaShlishi. All the other Yamim Tavim and Megillas Tainis were instituted during this Zman of Bayis Sheni. Then after the destruction of Bayis Sheni, there was a big machlokes whether we should continue to observe these Yamim Tavim or not. And the Psak HaMekubal was all of Yamim Tavim are bottled with exception of Chanukah and Purim. Why are they different? So the Chassidish is from, they say, because these two, Chanukah and Purim, have to do with the Bayis HaShlishi. All the other, around the other 25 or so Yom Tovim only had to do with the Bayis HaSheni. After the Bayis HaSheni was destroyed, so there's no more reason to celebrate. But Chanukah and Purim have to do with the Bayis HaShlishi. So for 200 years of the Bayis HaSheni, the Gemara said, the next Chanukah occurred a little over 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, 204 years or something like that. So for the first 200 years, they celebrated in commemoration of the Nes Chanukah. After the Churban HaBayis, we're celebrating in anticipation of the Binyan and the Bayis HaShlishi, a whole different celebration. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says that the Chachamim were never misaken Chanukah as a Yontav of Suda. There's an Isser Hesped B'Tainis, you're not allowed to fast. But there's no chiyuv to have a suda. Only Purim, from all the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainis, only Purim has a chiyuv suda. Chanukah, there's no chiyuv suda. But the Ramah says there's a minhag that you have melchi glatkis. Why? Because Yehudis, he quotes such a medrash, the Rishonim quoted, in the days of the Goyim, they wrote such a medrash, that Yehudis was the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the Greek general used to rape all of the women who would get married before they would get married. So she fed him cheese in order to put him to sleep, and then she cut off his head. And then when she went to Yerushalayim, she showed the enemy the head of the general, so they all ran away. So this has to do apparently something with Hanukkah. So that's why, because she fed him cheese, they used to make cheese latkes on Hanukkah. But Yankov Emden is not happy about this. He thinks that he's not so convinced that this is authentic, the whole story, because it doesn't appear in one of the regular Midrashim. This Medrash that tells this story is written in the days of the Goyim. It's not a Tanchum, it's not a Medrash Rabbi. It was a later Medrash, and even according to the Medrash, had nothing to do with the Chashmonaim. Rabbi Yankov Emden has a Sefer Morak Tzia. Comments on the tour in the Beis Yosef on the Aruch Chaim. And he gives his opinion on everything. He's always very open about everything. He gives his opinion. He does like it, he does like it, he doesn't like it. He tells you what he likes, he doesn't like. He thinks that this story had nothing to do with Chanukah at all. He thinks that it was 200 years earlier, during the 70 years of Golas Babel. He doesn't think that it was in the days of the Chashmonaim. But that's in Shulchan Aruch has like that. Yeah. These latkes, usually when you make latkes, let's say today they make potato latkes. The potato latkes will fall apart, they won't hold together, so you always put in a little bit of flour to hold it together, that it shouldn't fall apart. So that's considered a tofel. Even though the Gemara says, Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh es haminim, if you have a michael, it has, let's say, a ha'etz and a shahakol blended in together, mixed in together. So what bracha do you say? Do you say ha'etz or you say shahakol or adom and shahakol? What bracha do you say? So whatever is 51% is considered the ikka, whatever is 49% is considered the tofel. Except if it's chameshes min yidogan. If you put in flour from chita masar, mason, from wheat and barley, so then we usually declare the flour as the ikar and you say barim minimizinus. But if it's only the debik bialma, the Gemara says it's only to all the latkes together that it shouldn't fall apart, then it's mamisha tofel. So then you don't say barim minimizinus on it, you say barim piadam. But a lot of times the women put in extra degree of flour that it should have more body. It should be more filling. You can tell if it holds together very well and it's thick, then it means that they put in more flour than just ledevik bialmo. Then you say bari minim mezainis, even though it's less than 50%. Then you say ala michi at the end. So that depends whether you ate a kazayis of flour. You don't say I had a kazayis of the latke, therefore I say ala michi. You say bari minim mezainis. You don't say ha'adama. You say bar minimizinus because it has more than only ledevik bialmo. So it's, even though it's less than 50%, it's automatically declared as dika. But you only say alamich at the end if you had a kazayis or flour. You have to have more than one latke. Okay. Yeah. In the days of the Tanoim, when they originally made the Takona, so they made the Takona to be Madlik al Pesach, according to Rashi, al Pesach Beisam Ibachutz, according to Tosfos, al Pesach HaChotzer. You have in the beginning of everything, you have a bayis where people live, then you have a chotzer, let's say you have a courtyard and a lot of houses in the courtyard, all the houses open up into the courtyard, and there's a wall around the courtyard. And then sometimes you have two different courtyards with a lot of homes, each one has a few homes, they open up together and they have a mavui, which is used by all of the people of the both chatzeres. So, the further away you light from your home, the greater pisumi nisa you will accomplish. The closer it is to your home, the less pisumi nisa there will be, but the more it will be mitzurif to you. So that's what the Gemara sort of implies. You should light it as far away as possible to gain maximum pisumi nisa. But if you're going to light it in Times Square in the City Hall, it doesn't relate to your home at all. So Rashi learns you have to light it al Pesach Beisam Mibachutz. B'tefach HaSamach LePesach, you have to light the menorah right in front of your home. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha quotes that there are some Rishonim who say, like Rashi, it doesn't stand alone. But Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi, and the Shulchan Aruch adopted the position of Tosfos. It's preferable to light it further away than Pesach HaBayis. You should light it somewhere in the Chotzer up until Pesach HaChotzer Mibachutz. You can't light it past, once you go past your Chotzer, you're going to go to the Mavui, that's already too far. Then it doesn't relate back to your apartment, to your home. So you should light up Pesach HaChotzer. That's the shadow. Do we really have a din chotzer bizman? So the Ramah and Hilchas Erevin, the first Mishnah in Erevin, you have a bayis, a chotzer, and a mavui. So the Ramah and Hilchas Erevin quotes the early Achrenim will say, Elon a din chotzer bizman. What did it say? Let's say I live in an apartment building, and there are six apartments on each floor. Each floor has six apartments. So years ago, when you had a chotzer, so the people would sit in the chotzer. There was no roof on the chotzer. They would sit and read books. They would play games. They would eat. Sometimes they would have a picnic in the chotzer. By us, when we come to the hallway in the building, we don't sit in the hallway and talk and read our newspaper or anything. You carry your luggage if you went out of town. You went shopping, carry your packages. You leave it in front of your house for 2 minutes till you unlock the door. Then you take all your packages in. You don't really use the hallway. Some of the, here in Washington Heights, a lot of the women, Leil Bedikas Chametz, they have the children eat the pizza in the hallway. Once a year, they eat the pizza in the hallway. Otherwise, they don't do anything in the hallway. So really, Ein Lana Din Chatzah B'Zman Hazeh. So the Chazon Ish related the two. So just like the Ramah writes in Erevin, he quotes the early Achronim, there's no Din Chatzah B'Zman Hazeh. So if it's not a chotzer, so Tosis has to agree with Rashi that the only place maximum you can light away from your home is on Pesach HaBayis, because there's no din chotzer. In the dormitories in the yeshiva, probably does have a din of chotzer, because they all walk down the hallways in the dormitories in their underwear. They walk in their bathrobe with their towels on. It's not like a hallway in an apartment building. And they walk into each other's apartments. They knock on the door, say knock, knock, they walk in. So it's like, it is like a chotzer. Maybe in the dormitory, it is like a chotzer. But if they tell you that, if they're concerned, years ago there was a fire in a dormitory in Cleveland, and it tells the yeshiva, and some of the students lost their lives. So it's because of that years ago when I was a student in the yeshiva, everybody lived in the dormitory rooms. And because of that terrible, tragic Hanukkah, and it tells the yeshiva, said that most of the yeshiva don't allow the students to light the menorahs in the dormitories. But if they're going to tell them to light somewhere else, that's a problem. It's too far away from your home to be related to your home. The Gemara says about hadlokas. The Gemara says in general, when you do mitzvahs, called priyashat tepani lo yehu elo liyamin. It doesn't mean when you're driving to some location, you don't know which way to go. You should always turn right. You won't arrive at the right location. You have to have someone who knows. You have to follow the instructions if you want to get there. It means when you're doing a mitzvah, so let's say when we turn around for Boi V'Sholom, and we face the other direction, the back of the shul, but when the Kohanim are standing in front of the Yoron Kodesh, and they turn around in order to Duchen, so which way should they, if they're turning around, which way should they turn around? If they turn around clockwise, that's called Liyamin. Called Liyamin. Or does it mean no? They should turn around counterclockwise. So that's a machloikis, and the generally accepted opinion is that it's clockwise. The Kohanim should turn around clockwise, and the Tzibur who say Boi V'Sholom should turn around clockwise, then turn around again clockwise. That's if you're turning around on your heels. What if you're lighting a menorah? So which way is it called? Lo yehu elo liyamin. So there were many different communities that had different minhagim, with different ways to observe mitzvahs. So the Ekkes had their way, and in Eastern Europe they had their minhagim. So among the minhagim, the Yekkish minhagim, among the German minhagim, there was a big split. Already in the days of the Rishonim, there was minig Esterach and minig Rhinus. Minig Rhinus was the western part of the countries who spoke German, and the eastern part was called Minig Esterreich. So there were about 10-15 major differences. Everything else they did the same, Yekkish and Minhagim. But there were 10 or 15 issues where they did differently. So one of them was about Hadlokas HaNeris. So the common practice is that we light from left to right. You put the candles in from right to left, but then you light the first candle you light is from the left, you're going to the right. You're going from the left side to the right side. And the other meaning was, no, you start from Yemin. You start Hadlokas Haneres on Yemin, you go the other direction. Whichever way you do it. And then the common meaning is that you start from the left and you go to the right. And then it's interesting when they talk about this chiluf and menhagim. In the third chelik Yerodeya, you have Hilchas Mezuzah. So there's a Ramah there who says that some people make a mistake. They think Hosatam HaMezuzah is Beisecha. You're only obligated to put a mezuzah on the front door when you go in from the street into the house. But all the rooms inside the house, you don't have to put mezuzah. So Ramah said that's not a correct practice. You have to put a mezuzah in every single room. Hosatam HaMezuzah is Beisecha. Beisecha means every room. Every room needs a mezuzah. So this had to do with this split between Minig Reines and Minig Asterich. In many of the countries, they had this. The Gemara said you should have. We don't have it in the Gemara so much. The Shiltas has this price. We don't have it. You have the mezuzah on the right side, and then you have the Ner Chanukah on the left side. So in many of these communities, they didn't have a mezuzah on the rooms inside the house. And they already no longer had the practice to light up Pesach Beis on Mibachutz, because the Gemara has a brisa that's Shonim Kitikunam, when you live peaceful with the Goyim, so you should light the menorah Pesach HaBais Mibachutz. Then it says, B'shas HaSakana, this B'shas HaSakana V'Elech, when there's a Sakana, then you light Menichal Shulchan V'Daya. So you leave it on your table inside, and that's what it said to Shulchan Aruch, the Iker, Pesach Minisus, so the B'nei HaBais. Intended audiences for the members of the family, not so much for the Bnei Rishus Aram. Yeah, that's for all the years that the Jews lived in Europe. They always lit outside. They always lit inside the house, and sometimes they would light by the window, so the Bnei Rishus Aram could also see. But the main Pesuminisa, main audience for whom it was intended to accomplish the Pesuminisa, was really the Bnei Habai. So they had a lot of rooms inside the house where there were no mezuzahs. They had the practice. They didn't put mezuzahs, only put it on the front door. And they're not putting it on the outside. They no longer had the practice to put it on the outside, they put it on the inside. So instead of having the mezuzah be min and their Chanukah be small, they would have the mezuzah, they would have then their Chanukah would be min. Then they described that how they would do the hadlokah. How do you do from the small to the min? So the other part of the German community said the whole practice that they have is not right. They should have mezuzahs on all the doors of the house, and you should put the mezuzah beam in and their Chanukah is small. That the practice is not proper. Practice is not correct. In the early years, after Hakamas HaMedina, so it was a big machlokes. It doesn't make sense to go back to the old practice, to light on Pesach Beis and Mibachutz, to light outside. So one of the big Talmidei Chachamim then wrote a tshuva sefer that's called Dvar Yehoshua. His name was Dayan Ehrenberg. So he has a few volumes of tshuvas. So in the first volume, Chelek Arachayim, so he wrote that the takonas hatanaim was you'd like a pesach beis and mibachutz u'mishas ha'sakana ve'elech. After the shas ha'sakana, the takana changes and you should light menich al shulchanai. You light and you're only interested in the bnei habayis. You shouldn't worry about the bnei rishus harabim at all. So he thinks that it's not right that if you light outside, you're not yotze. He thinks that you have to davka light inside. If you light outside, that's in violation of the takana. Bishas has hakana v'yelch, you're not supposed to light outside. So many rabbanim disagreed with him, and then he, in a later volume of his tshuvas, they're all called Dvar Yehoshua, I have three big volumes, so in a later volume he sticks to his guns and he insists that it is correct. He thinks that more correct is that Bizman Hazeh, everyone should light the Mifnim. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. Yeah, but again, let's say if there's a if there's an apartment house and somebody lives on the second floor and he's not going to walk down the hall in his underwear. It's not a chotzer. They don't use the hallway. That's what the Rama says in Hilchas Eruvin. Eruv chotzer. Ein lana din chotzer bizman hazeh. The Chazon Ish says that it carries over to Hanukkah as well. That's what they quote in the name of the Chazon Ish. Pashtus, I think that it should carry over from Eruvin to Hanukkah. So we don't have a chotzer. So what are they lighting outside? They live on the second floor of the building. They're lighting a menorah outside. That's our Pesach HaMavli. That's outside of the Mavli already. I don't think they're Yotze. I don't think that's proper. The meaning is that on Purim, on Chanukah, we recite the Mizmor Shel Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. Usually when someone is sick and you want to say Tehillim for a Chayla, you usually say that Perek and Tehillim. Because David HaMelech was sick and he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should get a refuah shleima. So the question, what in the world does it have to do with Chanukah's Habayis? David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, and the Navi told him, Dom Rab Shafachta, it says in Divrei HaYomim, he killed a lot of Palestinian terrorists, he did a big mitzvah, but you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has to be in Asati Shalom HaMokam HaZeh. That appears a few times. It happened in Chagai, and a few times, Chagas Chaim Malachi, Beis HaMikdash is called the Mokam Shalom. So David HaMelech was a warrior. He did a big mitzvah. He killed Roitfim. He killed terrorists. But still, because it wasn't Shalom in his lifetime, he's not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that the Kohen Sharagas HaNevesh Levi says Kapov even applies if he killed a terrorist. He did a Mokam mitzvah. Still, Levi says Kapov. The pasuk in the beginning of Yeshaya, in the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazoyim, Ufarizcham kapechem, alamein amikem, and the Kohanim do priestess kapayim. When you daven, they used to do priestess kapayim like this, hold their hands like this, as if they ask him for matonis when they're Baruch Shalom. When you duchen, you're giving the bracha, so you hold your hands like this, as if you're giving a bracha. So the Ufarizcham kapechem, either when you daven or when the Kohanim are duchenim, Alamein Amikhen, the Rebbe Shlomo says, I'm not going to listen to your davening, to your tefillahs, or to your brachas. Idechem damim maleu. Because concha orgas ha-nefesh, lo yisas kapak, Sir Rav Soloveitchik thought, even though he did the Mokam mitzvah, because the Zohar is bothered with the kasha, how could it be the Mefarshim ha-mishnayis b'chorvis, quote the Zohar. Tosis and Yevamos in the first parak has two opinions regarding that halacha, that a concha orgas ha-nefesh, lo yisas kapak, is it only a din in duchening, or does it even passel him to do avoda? So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah is, there are two prokim in Bcharis. One parak lists off all the balei mumen for behemoth, and one parak lists off all the balei mumen for kohanim. The kohanim is the bal mumen, not allowed to be makor kabbonis. So on the side of the page, they quote other psulim that apply to kohanim, karen sharagas ha-nefesh, is 2 days in Tesis, but he's allowed to... He's only not allowed to duchen. They say he's not allowed to be makor kabbonis also or not. So the quote the Zohar assumes, like that one opinion, it tells you, Kohen Sharagas HaNefesh, just like he's not allowed to duchen, he's not allowed to be makor kabbonis either, because the Zohar is bothered with Akasha. How could it be that Lenniskayin Pinchas at Shaharoga Lezimri? Pinchas was makor kabbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. When he was born, at the time his mother became pregnant with him, his father wasn't yet a Kohen. Aaron Abonavut chose Pinchas ben Elozer ben Arakai. So Elozer wasn't yet in Niskayan until after Pinchas was born. So Aaron and Elozer Yisrael, another Vadiu, the four children of Aaron, were chosen as Kohanim. But Pinchas was born before, so he didn't have to lose his kuna. But after he killed Zimri ben Solu, after he got involved by Aboil Aramis, Befahesi, Kanoim Pogimbo, so then he was given Kedushas Kahuna. So the Zohar is bothered with the Kash, but he's Hargas HaNefesh, Le'isas Kapo. And the Zohar doesn't give it to Teres, he did B'makam Mitzvah, he's Mukhayiv to do it. So you see, even if you're Mukhayiv to do this, still the Zohar gives a different answer. The Rav Soloveitchik said, based on that Zohar, that the Din of Kohen Hargas HaNefesh, Le'isas Kapo, it applies also to HaKrovas Karbonas, number one, and number two, it applies even though he killed B'makam Mitzvah, even though he's doing the Hetan. The Chama Avadya says he heard there are those who say like that, and he disagrees, and regarding the Zohar, he says, Ein kamokam lahar. Maybe he wrote some other tshuva, and I have to look. I have an old edition of the Yabia Omer where they have no cross references. Then someone gave me a more recent edition where they give you all the cross references. It could be that he did write some other tshuva to explain away desire. But that's the whole source is that story. So this is the Shaila. David HaMelech wasn't permitted to build the Bais Rishon. The Novi told him, Dam Rav Shafachti, you're not allowed to build. So how was he mechanech? His Bishul Chanukah's Habais LeDovid? He prepared everything in advance. Whenever he was successful in battle, every time he was successful in battle, he would, the Psukim say in Tanakh, he would designate all of the precious metal, the gold, the silver, and the copper. All of this is for the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, when David was Mekadosh the Mokam, the latitude and longitude, there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. That's Tosfos Kasha. He can only be Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash B'Shas Binyan. So David HaMelech didn't do the Binyan. How can it be Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash? Tosfos asked that Kasha. But the Gemara in Zvachim talks about it. That when David HaMelech was Mekadosh, that location on the globe, the latitude and longitude, wasn't Mekadosh the Ofer. He Mekadosh that location on the globe. It has Kedushas HaMikdash. So the Gemara discusses how deep did the Kedusha go? Was it only on the surface, or did the Kedusha even go deeper? So this is the Perek that David HaMelech composed, and that's the Shad. What in the world does it have to do with Chanukah HaBayis? It's a tefillah for a chayla. So Rav Elbala Soloveitchik in the Sefer HaChumash quotes a Yalkut Shemayni to explain this. He said, Yalkut Shemayni says that God HaNovi gave Megillah B'Ksav. He gave a Megillah B'Ksav with the blueprints for the Beis HaMikdash. That's where it says in Tanakh, HaKol B'Ksav Be'ad Hashem Alay Haskel. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash had to be built according to the blueprints. And when the end of the Bais Rishon period, Yeshua HaMelech was going as the arm with the luchas in the basement, so the Rambam explains, he put it in the location that according to the Megillah B'Ksav that God HaNovi gave to David HaMelech, there was a location for the Oren above the ground in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and when the time comes when it'll be necessary, they should put it in the chamber in the basement below the ground surface. So that was all part of the Hakol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Alay Haskel. The Gemara says you're not allowed to change anything in the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Din Hakol B'Ksav. So the Yalkut Shemayni explains David HaMelech took sick. He was so sick he couldn't get off the bed. He couldn't stand up on his own. And just like when you makariv karbonis, you have to do ba'amida. The pasuk in Chumash says ki bombach Hashem. It says when you have egla rufa, when you find a Jew murdered in Eretz Yisrael, lo noda mihiko, you don't know who murdered him. So modadu, representatives of the Bez Navarro have to go. They have to measure to the city Svivas Acholo. Near Akroiv El Acholo, the city that's closest to the man who was murdered, has to bring an egla rufa. So, and then when they bring the Egla Rufa, the Kohanim of that city have to say, Kapal Amcha Yisrael Shel Padisa Hashem, even though it's not a carbon, but still the Kohanim are in charge of Kapara, so they should offer this tefillah, Kapal Amcha Yisrael Shel Padisa Hashem. So the pasuk says, a Kohanim, whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, Ki Bom Bachar Hashem, Lamad L'Shorso L'Varach Bishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them La'amot, to stand, L'shosa, to be makariv the karbonis on the Beis HaMikdash, or L'varach Bishma, and to duchen. So you learn out from the pasuk, Kohanim have to stand when they duchen. It never says in the Chumash that Tzibur has to stand. So the Achrayim, I think, point out, maybe the Rishonim say, since you have to aponim, can I get aponim if the Kohanim are going to be standing? Kibam Baruch Hashem Lamad L'shosa L'varach Bishma. Kohanim have to stand when they give the brichas kam, so the Mele, the Tzibur has to stand. Otherwise, it'll be a chisaron and panim keneged panim. So the Yalkut Shemayni says, just like Lisharsa has to be Ba'amida, if you do an Avaida in a sitting position, in Mechuleles, the Avaida is possible. Mishnais and Zvachim like that, in the Menoches, you do Avaida Yoshev, it's possible. So too, when David HaMelech wanted to give over the God HaNovi, he told him, you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash, your son is going to build. So he had to hand over the Megillah B'Ksav to his son. So he was so sick, he couldn't even stand up. He needed people to hold him up. If he can't stand up, he won't be able to transmit the Megillah B'Ksav to his son, Shlomo HaMelech. So he offered a tefillah, he should get better. And then when he got better, then he recorded that in the Kiss Kodesh. This Mishnah Chanukah Slavaisa David, it was only possible for him to hand over the Megillah Biksav regarding the blueprints of the building of the Bais Rishon to his son because he got a refuah shleima. If he wouldn't have survived his sickness and he wouldn't be able to stand, he wouldn't be able to go up with Megillah Biksav. Shalom HaMelech wouldn't be able to build the Bais Rishon. It has to be Hakol Biksav. Liyad Hashem Alai Haskil. This year, most of the time, there's only one Shabbos Chanukah. Once in a long while, there are two Shabbos, first day and the eighth day. So if there's only one Shabbos Chanukah, so we say the Haftarah from Zechariah. So it's interesting. The Pasuk says in Haftarah, it's in Zechariah chapter Gimel, Pasuk Hey. Yeshua HaKoyin HaGodol, they're all talking Chagai, and Zechariah, they're all talking about Yeshua HaKoyin HaGodol. That was the first Kohen Gadol in the beginning of the Bais Sheni period. Vo'emar, and the Navi got in the Vua, Yasimo Tanif Tohar al Rosho. They should place a big dekuna on the Kohen Gadol. Vo'yasimo HaTanif HaTohar al Rosho. Vo'yalbishu Begadim Malach Hashem Omeid. What does this mean? That they put the big dekuna on him. So they quote from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. I never heard this from Rav Soloveitchik. But they quote someone else printed in the name of Moshe Soloveitchik, that the Gemara points out, during the Bais Rishon period, they would choose a Kohen Gadol, the Beis Din HaGadol has to choose. Tosfos says, Echa B'Kohanim also have to vote him in, because he's going to be in charge of all, he's going to be the head of all of the Kohanim. So Sanhedrin and Echa B'Kohanim have to choose him. And in Bais Rishon, the way they gave him Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol has a higher level of Kedusha than a Kohen Hedyot. He's not even allowed to marry an almana, and he's not allowed to even be metamit to the Zayin Krovim, and he has to do avoided b'shmona begodim, instead of dala begodim. And when the Kohen Gadol dies, and his machzer is a retzeach, someone who went to Ori Mikla because he killed the b'shogeg, has to stay at Mosha Kohen Gadol. So when the Kohen Gadol dies, he can go home. So you have to endow someone with Kedusha's Kohen Gadol. So they always did Meshicha, b'shemen mishchas kodesh. They had to do Meshicha. And towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, Yoshio HaMelech was going as the Orim with the Luchas. It's a little unclear in the Pasuk what motivated him to do that. The Pasuk gives you an explanation why, but it's hard to understand. So the Netziv has a whole fantastic suggestion. He thinks that during the Bais Rishon period, they had the Sanhedrin. In the first place, I mean, the Sanhedrin was Samach Lemizbeach. And whenever they had a Shaila, they would think for a few minutes, and they had a big Siyata Dishmaya. That's what Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Rashi's quoting from the Mechilta. Parshas Yisro ends off about the Dinam of Mizbeach. Mishpatim begins with the Dinam of Sanhedrin. So the fact that there's a Smichas here between the Mizbeach and the Sanhedrin is an indication you have to have Sanhedrin Samach Lemizbeach. So the Sanhedrin has the meat and the Lishkas Hagozes. So they used to have, why is it necessary to have the Sanhedrin meet Samach Lemizbeach? So the Ramban HaChumash says, the Piskei Dinim of the Sanhedrin are binding on all of Klal Yisrael. No one's allowed to dare to disagree with them, to paskin against them. That's a Chiyav Nisa of a Zok and Mamre who paskins against them. So they need a Siyata Dishmaya, that they should be able to paskin properly. So they used to talk about Halach a little bit. They didn't have the style of learning like we have, to debate everything with pilpul and argue back and forth, like the whole Talmud Bavli, that's what we used to, arguing back and forth. This the Gemara says, the style of learning in Eretz Yisrael was like the Sanhedrin. There was Samach Lemizbeach, they had a Siyata Dishmaya. But Yoshua Melech wasn't afraid. He wasn't going as the Luchas because he was afraid that the enemy would come and capture the Luchas and go walk off. The enemy would steal the Orim with the Luchas, but that's Eretz HaDibros. No, he wasn't afraid of that. That happened later, years later. He wanted to prepare the Rabbanim for the new style of learning. That's what the Netziv interprets. The Pasuk is difficult to read. It gives an explanation why Yoshua HaMelech was going to the Luchas. So he says he wanted the Rabbanim and the Beis Din HaGadol to get used to the new style of learning, that they're going to have to argue everything out. So he didn't want that it should be so easy for them to figure out the dinim. So he felt you have to have Sanhedrin, Samach Lemizbeach, but if you take away the arm with the Luchas, So you're not going to have the same degree of Siyata Rishmaya. So even the members of the Sanhedrin toward the end of the Vice Regent period had to start the new Derech HaLimud of arguing with each other. The Gemara in the second Perek, the third Perek in Sanhedrin, talks about the Nebuah, Makal Noam and Makal Chayvlin. The Talmid HaChachamim Shebebavol were known as Makal Chayvlin. Shemechablim Zelazeh Ba'alocha. The Talmud Bavli is full of Machlokes. Everybody's always arguing with each other. And the style of Derech HaLimud and Eretz Yisrael is Makal Noam. They were Manimim Zelazeh Ba'alocha. They would talk about the Halacha and they would come to a Maskan. So Yoshua Melech, who lived towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, wanted the Rabbonim to get used to the new Derech HaLimud, so he was going as the Luchas in the basement. So it says, when he was going as the Luchas, then he put the Tzinsenes Amon and the Shemen HaMishcha also in the basement. So the whole Bais Sheni period, there was no Shemen HaMishcha. So how can you appoint a Kohen Gadol? You have to have a Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur. The Avodah on Yom Kippur has to be every day of the year. You have to have a Kohen Gadol who pays for the minchas chavit, the chavit the Kohen Gadol. You make kaddish it in the morning, you bring machtzisa baboik and machtzisa beinu aboim. So the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do the hakrava, but you have to have someone who is the Kohen Gadol who pays for the korban. So the korban is offered on his behalf. You can have a Kohen head, you're makriv it on behalf of the Kohen Gadol, but you have to have a Kohen Gadol. How do you appoint a Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says, in the Bais Rishon period, they always appointed a Kohen Gadol with Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. After the Begoynes, the Tzantzeres Amon, with the Shem and HaMishcha, together with the Orem, with the Luchos, so the way they made a Kohen Gadol was by Ribud Begodim. They would have him put on the Shemana Begodim and to do Avodah. So that's what they quote. This is the beginning of the Bais Sheni in Zechariah chapter Gimel. This was the Haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah 2 days ago. So it says, Yasim Atzarif Tohar al Rosho, they should put the big dekuna on Yeshua Kohen Gadol. By Yasim Ali al Bishu Begodim, they put on the big dekuna, so he was Meruba Begodim. That's what made him into a Kohen Gadol. What is the reference before Hasir HaBegodim Hatzoy Me Alom? They should take off the filthy Begodim. Rashi quotes from the Midrashim, Yabdilu Bona Ves Nushaseyem Yimcha Eloi. His children were married to Nachrios. So why is this a problem with him? That's what the Medrash has that interpretation. The Godim are something chutz, separate from the body, the Godim that I wear. So they said he has filthy, the Godim means that he is a tzaddik. Yeshua Kohen Gadol was a tzaddik, but his children are not tzaddikim. His children are intermarried. So the minig always used to be in Europe that if a person became a mishumed, the family would sit shiva. They quote the Rabbeinu Gershom's son. There was such a pressure on the Jews to convert to other religions. So they pressured Rabbeinu Gershom's son to convert, I think, to Christianity. So he said Shiva. So the minhag always was that if a Jewish man marries a Nachris, that's like intermarriage. That kind of intermarriage is considered like Shmad, because the children will be going. If you have the reverse, a Jewish girl marries a Nachri, I don't think that there was a minig in Europe that they sat shiva. It probably hardly ever happened. It was more common the other way. A Jewish man would convert, would marry a nochris. A Jewish woman marry a nochris, probably less common. But if it would happen, the children are Jewish. So it's like eating chaza, it's like being machal Shabbos, it's an averit. But it's not the same as shmad. In America, years ago, there was a prominent rabbi whose daughter married a Nochri, so he wanted to show the community that he's not happy about it. So he sat shiva, to let all the people know that he doesn't approve of the intermarriage. But I don't think that was the minhag. The minhag only was the reverse. If it's a Jewish man marries a Nochri, that's considered shmad. So over here, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said over. Asir Abgadim Hatzoyim, Rashi quotes from the marriage, Yabdil Bonavis Nishaseim, because they were married to Nochriyasu. It's something separate from himself. The Begadim are something separate, so his children were Mishumadim, married to a Nochriyas. That's the end of the line, the children are going to be going. So they're considered as if they were Mishumadim. So what does it have to do with him? The Rav Soloveitchik explained like this, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur says Vidui 3 times. So the first time he says, V'chipa bado b'yad besa, besa z'uishtoi, Kohen Gadol has to be married. And the Gemara says it has to be nisuin. It's not enough if he has erisa, because besa z'uishtoi only applies if there's nisuin. That's the difference in definition between arusa and nesua. When you give a ring, you say haret mukudeshusli. That's an eshel sish shelo bebeis habal. Then when you do hachnasa lirushusai, then she becomes a nesua, and then she's called beisod. Beisod lishtoi is a nesua. Rashi and Kiddushin and Daf Yud writes the same. The Gemara has a whole discussion. How do you know that when a girl who is a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Levi, the girl is not a Bas Kohen? The girl is either a Leviya or Yisraeli. She marries a Kohen, so she's a Ocheles Betruma. So Gemara wants to know, how do you know that Arusa, Ocheles Betruma Menatar, Midrabbana, she's not allowed to eat Truma, even though she's married to the Kohen, but Menatar, she's allowed to eat Truma. So Rashi says, what about a Nisua? What if a girl is married to a Kohen with Nisuan? So Rashi says, that we know there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kol Tor Beveischa Yochal Kodesh, and Beisu Zuishtoi. But Beis HaZuishta, Rashi says, is only by Nesua, not by Arusa. So that's where the Gemara has to have a whole discussion. How do you know that even if the girl is not a Bas Koyim, but she's an Arusa, Arusa L'Koyim, Ocheles Betruma Men HaTorah, and Midrabban Shazayin Ocheles, for two different reasons. So that's what Rashi is quoting. Rashi is relying on that Gemara and Yuma, the first pair, that Beis HaZuishta only applies when you have already Nesua, and if you only have Erisin, that's an Eshesish Alobi Beis Habal. How exactly do you do Nisuin? So it's unclear in the Gemara. So there are different opinions. So one opinion is the Yichud, the Ramam Sheet, the Yichud. The Ramah says when they stand under the canopy, I would say when you put the talus, of Haraska Kanafech Al Amasecha, if you put the talus on top of the heads of the Chosen Kala, the other opinion is when you do the Badekin, the Mordechai and Ksubis quotes, you do the Badekin. That's the Nisuin. And the Vilna Gaon says when they go home, after the whole party is over, they go home together. So these are all different opinions. Unclear in the Gemara. These are all different opinions. How do you do Nisuin? How do you do everything? We know. You give a ring, Shavu Kesef, Dinu Kikesef. Say, Arei Mekudesh Asleiv, the Kesef. How do you do Nisuin? So we do all of the above. We have Yichud, many put on the talis, on the Chasen Kala's head. You have the canopy, you have the Badekin, you have to go home. You have all of these. So, if you do all of them, so one of them for sure is going to be the Hachnasa L'Vishusa. It's unclear. How do you do Hachnasa L'Vishusa? So the Kohen Gadol says Vidui on Yom Kippur three times. First he says V'chipa Badoi. Chipa means he asks for Mechila. He says Vidui. Chipa Badoi Be'ad Beisa Beisa Zuishtai. The Tosfos Yishonim on the first daf, on the first Mishnah in Yuma, as a sophic, what if the Kohen Gadol is not married? Is that Me'ake Bidi Yevet? If he's not married with Nisuin, he can't function as the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Maybe it's only Lechatchila. The Pashto says there is Ma'akeh B'Yevet, but Tosfos Yishonim on the side of the page is not sure. Then the second Vidui says, on behalf of Chipa Ba'adoi and Ba'ad Kol HaKohanim, or whole Shevet Kohanim. And the third time he says Vidui, on behalf of Kol Kol Yisrael. So if the Kohen Gadol would be married to a Jewish woman who's a Mishumedes, so we have a Din Zerach Hashem Te'eva. If a person is a Mumer, Be'inu Ka'akum, let's say you have a Nochri who worships Avodah Zarah, but he wants to bring a Korban Lelekei Yisrael, wants to bring a Korban to the God of the Jewish people. So the Pesukim Chumash say, we're permitted to accept a Korban from a Nochri, even though he is an Avodah Zarah, as long as the korban is not to his Avodah Zarah. He wants to bring the korban to the God of the Jewish people. So the Pasuk says, Chumash, Me'ad Benechar, you can accept korbanos from a Nochri, but if it's a Balmum, you can't accept. Me'ad Benechar, Lasakri Vesela, Be'artzacham Losasri, you're not allowed to be Messiah any behema. But you may accept a korban from a Nochri who's an Avodah Zarah. A Jew who's an Avodah Zarah is worse than a Nochri who's an Avodah Zarah. We usually think a Jew is an Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, Mumalach Allah Torah Kula, Zina Ka'akum. But here we see he's worse than an Akum. An Akum, if he brings a Korban Lashamayim, we do accept. A Jew is an Avodah Zarah, Zina Ka'akum is worse than an Akum. Can't even, it's, you have to reformulate the statement, not Zina Ka'akum. It's worse than an Akum. It's a Chiddush. That's the Drosha in the Gemara. So let's say the Kohen Gadol, Yeshua Kohen Gadol, his wife would be a Mumeres L'Avodah Zarah. His wife would be Avodah Zarah. He couldn't function as a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So, because you have to say, Vida V'chipa Bada B'ad Beisoy, and you can't and the wife is considered one of the balei hakorban, and he can't accept the korban from a mumah l'avodah zarah. Shaila is, sometimes beso not only means his wife, sometimes it means the children also. So there's a Mishlah Melech in Hilchas Avodim talks about this. When you have an Ever Ivri, he doesn't want to go free after Sheish. So he wants to stay. So you do Rasa Adonim Asazna Babratseb Avoda Le'alim, he stays until Yergo. So what does it mean? Hafti Es Adoni Asishti Vezbonai. He doesn't, let's say, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur doesn't, that's when the Mishlah Melech is, by Ritzia, by Eved Ivri. You only do Ritzia and Eved Ivri if he's married, and he says, Hafti Es Adoni Asishti. Yeah. So the Shaila is, what if the Kohen Gadol is married and his wife is not a Mishumedis? He doesn't have to have any children. What if he does have children? And he said, "B'chipa bado b'yad beso." Beso is only ishto, or beso, if he has children, they too are included in beso. Beso, like nerisha beso, you do hadlokas nerisha. Nerisha beso doesn't only mean the wife. Beso is a wish, the wife and the children. We had 9 children. It says, strictly speaking, my wife and my 9 children were all yotze with my hadlokah. We always do mahadrin kala nelech alech liyechet. Each one lights his own menorah, but mikra din. You say Neri should base the all the children also Yotze. So that's a Shaila. If the Kohen Gadol not only has a wife, he has children, and the children are married to Noshim Nachrios, and then you sit Shiva for that, we treat that like Shmad. So maybe that's a Meshuma Dina Ka'akum, so he's not right to be a Kohen Gadol. So that's what I think Rab Soloveitchik said B'Shem Rab Chaim. Asir Habgadim Hatzoyim may all of Beger is something Mechutz Legufay. So that's what it's referring to. His sons were married to Noshim Nachriyais, and Ezra was tumbling. At that time, all of the Jews, many of the Jews were intermarried. So he was working hard. He was going to Tainus, and he was giving droshes. They should all divorce their wives. So that's what the Novi Zechariah had a nevuah. It will happen. They will remove the Begodim Hatzai Me'olov. They will remove this outside psul. The children will divorce their wives, and he will be right to be the Kohen Gadol. But Kozman, they didn't divorce their wives, even though the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to have any children, but if he has children, then they're included in the Chippa Bado Bad Beisai. And if one of them is a Meshumed, Nosei Nochris is treated like a Meshumed. And that's the end of the line. The children are not going to be Jewish anymore. The Ramam has, the Ramban has a Loshen, Nasek Mechutin L'Avodah Zarah. If you marry an Ochris, it's as if you became a Mechutin with the Avodah Zarah. So that's like Shmat. Yeah, that was what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. And then he pointed out the Nevuah in Chagai. Chagai says, Hinenech Marishes HaShamayim Soros are going to do a tremendous miracle, and all the nations of the world will come to bring donations to the Beis HaMikdash, because they will realize that there is Ashras HaShchina. And Goliya Kvora Bai says, Achman Arisha, this second Beis HaMikdash is only the Haschol of the third Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the Babylonian armies. So it says, Oru Oru Ad HaYisaydbo. They destroyed everything down to the ground. There was no Hemshech from the Bais Rishon to the Bais Sheni. And the Gemara says in the third Perek in Ele Megalchon, the third Perek of Moed Katan, that the Kohanim who were 85 years old, they already brought Minchas Chinuch. A Kohen who wants to be Makar Korbanos has to bring a Minchas Chinuch first in order to be right to be Makar. What if he went ahead and he was Makar Korbanos before he brought the Minchas Chinuch? So the two Girsois in the Sifra, whether the Avodah is Mechulelus or not, is this Din Lehikuva, that before the Kohen Gadol is Makar, before any Kohen is Makar of any Korbanos, he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch? Those are only Din L'chatchila, but for the other, the Avodah will not be Psula. The Avodah will not be Mechula. So the different Rishonim had different girsas in the Torah's Kohanim, whether it's Makar B'Di'evit. So the Psukim say there were Kohanim who were Makriv Minchas Chinuch in the Bais Rishon period. And then the Bais Rishon was Chorev, and now they're 85 years old. They want to be Makar Kabbanis and the Bais Sheni, so it says they have to bring another Minchas Chinuch. Even though they brought him in Haschinach Bais Rishon, the Bais Sheni is under new management. It's not a Hemshech from the Bais Rishon. But the Novi and Chagai says, Godly Akvod Habais Hazeh HaAchrein, the way Rav Matisseau Strashon quoted from the Zohar, Habayis Hazeho Achron is a hyphen there. The second, third, Beis Hamikdash, the third is the Hemshach of the second. We're not going to have that. We're probably not going to have any Kohanim. We're going to be 2,000 years old who brought a Minchas Chinuch in the Bais Sheni, and then they're still alive to, and they want to bring a Korbonis in the Bais HaShlishi. One of Makor Korbonis. We don't, probably not going to have anybody 2,000 years old. But strictly speaking, if the Bais HaShlishi is the Hemshach of the Bais HaSheni, a Bais HaZeh HaAchron hyphen in between them, Bais HaShlishi is a Hemshach, and the Nes Chanukah was to show that there is Hashoras HaShchina, and that when the third Bais HaMikdash will be built, it'll surpass even the glory of the first Bais HaMikdash, even surpass the glory of the Mishkan. So then, strictly speaking, the Bais Sheni is HaAscholah for the Bais HaShlishi. So that's the concluding pasuk here in Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah. It says, "Hotia seven harosha b'shua schein chein lo." Hotia seven harosha means they put in the cornerstone. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe what it means is the whole Bais Sheni was a cornerstone for the Bais HaShlishi. Pashup Shat in the pasuk is they laid the foundation, the cornerstone of the Bais HaSheni at that time. Rav Soloveitchik said, I don't know if he said it b'shem Rav Chaim or on his own, that what it means is that the whole Bais HaSheni was laying a cornerstone for the Bais HaShlishi. It was all a hachana for the Bais HaShlishi. Because the Nevuah here, that's where Rav Chaim interpreted in the Nevuah. The Nevuah here is problematic. The Novi Zechariah sees two olive trees, and the olives are falling down by themselves, and they're falling into a contraption, and they're getting, no one has to lift a finger, and they're squeezing out the oil by themselves, and there's a big pool, Gula al-Rosha, there's a big pool of oil, and then there are 49 streams of oil flowing into the seven cups on top of the menorah, seven streams of oil into each one of the seven cups, so 7 times 7 is 49, and it's filling up, so this is the Novi Zechariah is having a vision of the Bais Sheni, that is the golden era, a golden era of Jewish history. He sees a beautiful golden menorah. Shnaim Zeisim Alech, two olive trees. What are the two olive trees? He asked the Malach, what is it supposed to represent? The Malach says, you know what it is. He doesn't tell him. So then after the Haftarah ends, then it finally says, who are the two olive trees? The Shnei B'nei HaYitzar HaOmdim Al Hashem. So Rashi quotes again from the Medrash, Neran Chagai, Shnei B'nei HaYitzar are the Malchus Beis Dobin HaMashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, and the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is supposed to have Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. So he sees a vision, he's holding by the Bais Sheni, sees a vision where everything goes b'gishmirt, everything happens by itself. Bais Sheni, everything is ungekommen mit Schwerigkeit, everything was with machleikas, and the goyim who lived in Eretz gave him a hard time, and the Jewish apikursim gave him a hard time. Everything was difficult, nothing went smoothly. They were full of apikursim for day number one, that's why they had to change the Nusach HaBrochem in Oilam Ad Oilam. Every time they said a bracha in the Bais Sheni, they wanted to emphasize in the Beis Hamikdash, wanted to emphasize that they subscribe to the belief in Olam Haba. So what is the vision that he sees? So that's what the Malach Hadoivavi, the Malach tells Zechariah Novi, no, this is a vision of the Bais HaShlishi. This is not a vision of the Bais HaSheni. He says, Lo b'chai v'lo b'chai v'kim b'ruchi, Omar Hashem. What does that mean? That's Rav Chaim quoted from the Rambam. Kedusha Sa'oretz was based, the Kedusha Rishayin of Eretz Yisrael, that was accomplished in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, was based on Kibush. So the Rambam says, therefore, when the Babylonian armies undid the Kibush, that Yeshua Ben Nun did on behalf of the Jewish people, so the whole Kedusha vanished into thin air, because the whole Kedusha rested on Kibush. But the Bais Sheni, when they were Mekadosh Eretz for the second time in the Bais Sheni, that was not based on Kibush. There wasn't a Jewish government until the days of the Chashmonaim. That was a few centuries later. Chashmonaim were 204 years, I think, before they ended the Bais Sheni period. So that was at least 200 years later, if not 165 years after that. That was a long time later. So that's what the Novi asked the Malach HaDovah in his Cholam, in the Mara HaNevuah. What does this correspond to? This is not going to happen during the Bais Sheni period. So that's what the Malach tells him. I'm not talking about Kedusha Soretz that depends on Kibush. The Rambam says the Kedusha HaMikdash is because of the Hashuas HaShchina. So in the Mikdash you say Kitshalosi Lovai. So that's what he was told. The Bais HaShlishi will be a Hemshach of the Bais HaSheni. And I'm showing that the Bais HaShlishi, but you're holding that by the Bais HaSheni. Bais HaShlishi will be a continuation of the Bais HaSheni. The whole Bais HaSheni period was a haschola, was a founding, was like a hotzia, like laying the cornerstone for the Bais HaShlishi period. It's interesting that the Medrash Rabba has a comment on one of the psukim in the beginning of Bereishis. So the Medrash says, Choshech HaPnei Tohom Zeh Malchus Yovan Shehechshichu Einem Shal Yisrael. They made it dark for the Jewish people, and they required of all the Jews Kisrael Chemes Al Keren Asher Ein Lo Nechelik Belekei Yisrael. They wanted all the Jews to give up the Torah, the belief in the Torah. We should accept all of the ideas of the Greek philosophers. So the Chazal considered that Choshech HaMalei Tom. They considered that the Greek philosophers considered a great enlightenment, the enlightening of the world. And the Tanoim felt that that was Choshech. So that's why the Institute of Blockers there was Chanukah to illuminate this Choshech. There's such a comment the Gemara has, tonight is Rosh Chodesh Tevis. So on Rosh Chodesh we say Baruch Hinafshi. That used to be the Shiur Shal Yom in the Beis HaMikdosh on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara in Bog Metzia in the Peis comments on the Pasuk in Baruch Hinafshi. Toshis Choshech Bihi Loila Zeh Oilem Azeh Shedayim Ele Loila. Oilem Azeh is like night time. Boitimers Kachai Sayar. All the animals from the jungle start roaming around in the dark of the night. So how is that a description of Olam Hazeh? The Gemara says, Olam Hazeh Shedayim Ele Loila. What animals are roaming around? So that's a description of Olam Hazeh. So the Mesilas Yisharim explains in his Hakdamah. At night, you can make two kinds of mistakes. Because it's dark, there are no lights on. Make a mistake, you can think it's a lamppost and it's really a person. You can think it's a person, really a lamppost. So in Olam Hazeh, even when the lights are on, even in the daytime, you can make both kinds of mistakes. You can think that a mitzvah is really an avera. You think that an avera is really a mitzvah. Everything has more than one way of viewing it. The Palestinian terrorists convinced the whole world that the Jews are not justified with anything they do, and then convinced the whole world that the Israelis killed 15,000 Palestinians. They probably killed 15 Palestinians. They just multiplied by 1,000, that's all. Everything is gizmos by them. Everything is kula sheker. Everything is up, and they convinced the whole world of shkorim. So that's Olam Hazeh, Shedayim Ele Loila. That's the Greek philosophers also. The Greek philosophers philosophized about everything. Nothing corresponded to reality. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. The Gemara in Brachas in the first parak says that David HaMelech praises himself. He says, all the other kings are sitting pretty on their throne, and their clothing is clean, and their hands are clean. And I, women come to ask me, Shailas on Amara, is it Amara Tome, Amara Tome, Tohar, Amara Tohar, or they had a miscarriage, so they want to know that they have to observe all the dinim of Yimei Tumei Vetara, not, does it have a Tzuris of Lada, not. So he says, Yoda Meluch Lochas Vedam Shvir Vishilya. My fingers are always filthy, not like all the other kings. They sit in glory on their throne. I have the Paskin Shilas, and my fingers are filthy with Dam Shvi Vishilya, Dam Nida. And if there's a miscarriage, I have to look at the baby. This is, see if it has a Tzuris of Lad. So Rav Soloveitchik made a comment on that Gemara. He said the Greeks didn't believe in experimentation. Everything by them was philosophy. Why does water go down? And why does water put out the fire? And everything was with philosophy. So he says everything was with the whole Hezber. So their science was worthless. science has to be based on facts, has to be based on experimentation. Dovan HaMela believed in experimentation. That's what the Yerushalmi has the kasha. How could there be a machleik sadecha menur in a chachamim where the rice is bole dechimutz or not? Why didn't they experiment to see? The Tanoim did believe in experimentation. So Yerushalmi answers they did experiment, they always experimented, and that was the machleik. Where do you draw the line between chimutz and sirchon? This reaction, if you mix rice with water and a certain reaction occurs, is that reaction sufficiently similar to chimutz that say Abich Menir has bothered the chimutz? So they say no, it's called sirchon, it's a different reaction. That's what the Ramban quotes, that Ramban in the beginning of Perek Eilu Treifus, on the first Amud Beis, in Perek Eilu Treifus, the Gemara has a machlekes hatana with a treifa chaya, a treifa and a chaya. An animal that has a sin of treifus should be assumed it also bachila because it probably will not survive 12 months. So it's like you shechting it, you need shechita. So treifa is missing and had to shechita because you're shechting an animal that's half dead. Because it's not going to survive another 12 months because it has a sin of treifus. So we say treifa chai, treifa and a chai. So the Ramban asks, Tmihani an avos ha'olam, how can the Tanoim have a machlokes on a dovah shel metzius? Yerushalmi says they would always experiment. Why don't they take 100 animals that had treifus and lock them up and feed them and see if they'll survive a year or not? Because the Bilei Chazal believed in experimentation. The Greeks didn't believe in experimentation. So everything they said was Dvarim B'Tehillim. So that's what the Chazal say, V'choshech al p'nei tahayim, that's Malchus Yavan. They were trying to substitute all of their svaris, all of their bach svaris, instead of a Torah semes. And that's why we say, V'choyer enenim b'sarah secha, the Torah gives us illumination. The Torah tells us what's right and what's wrong. When you walk at night, you can make two types of mistakes. You can think a lamppost is a person, a mistake. Usually you can think a person is a lamppost. Mistake like we use it. People think that mitzvahs are theirs, are theirs, are mitzvahs. Very confusing, Olam HaZeh. But once you learn the Torah, then that's V'hoyer Enein B'Sar HaSecha. The Liman HaTorah gives us a clarity. And we know what's right and we know what's wrong. There is an interesting din in Shulchan Aruch. If you designated oil for Adlokas Neres Chanukah, so it's hooked to the mitzvah, so even if the Ner Chanukah went out in the middle of the first half hour, so that Shemen is still hooked to the mitzvah side. And even after Chanukah is over, we should have said it's Tashmish and Mitzvah and Nizrakim after the Zman and Mitzvah is up. But it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah side. So we treat it like Aneres Alala Kodesh, and we treat it as if it would be Shemen from the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's hooked to the mitzvah side. But what if the candle did burn for the first half hour, and then it went out? So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's no problem. And you can even blow it out. So Shulchan Aruch, after the half hour is up, you can blow it out. So Rabbi Yankif Amdin has a comment on that. He, in his Morik Tziya, he says he's surprised about that. He says he's surprised about that. The din, a lot of times you have a din, there's a minimum. Let's say there's a minimum, it has to burn for half an hour. But after half an hour is up, if it continues to burn, people still see it. So he's still accomplishing Pirsum Inisa. Why not say that it should be hooked to the mitzvah even after the half hour is up? Take, for example, the Netziv put out a Haggadah. So he has in Hagdomah, to his commentary on Haggadah, so he writes about this. So he quotes a Gemara in the first Perek in Chagigah. So the Gemara says, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, there's a chiyuv aliyah l'regel. Yerol kol zechurcho, all the men have to visit the Azara. Lo yerol afonai reikam, in order to visit the Azara, they have to bring an oil asriya. How many oil asriya do they have to bring? So let's say there are 10 million Jews, so you have to bring each person, 10 million male Jews, so each male has to bring his own oil asriya. So strictly speaking, if you can't afford it, you can have 500 people can join together to buy one oil asriya. Okay? If you can't afford it, then the pasuk says, Ish kimat nasyo de kivirka sasha malakecha shenasana. So let's say a person is very wealthy, he can afford to bring 20 oil asriya. So he can bring 20 I, but you're doing a malacha on Yom Tov, yishechting the karbonis, the din is lachem v'loy lagavoya. You're allowed to shecht what you need, but you're not allowed to bring karbonis. So oilas v'yir, that's an exception to the rule. That's called zmana kavua. It's not zmana kavua. In order to be doicha Shabbos, you have to have, it doesn't really depend on a karbon tzibah versus karbon yoch, it depends on a karbon shezmana kavua versus ein zmana kavua. So zmana kavua to be doicha Shabbos has to be over yom a bottle karbonah. Zmana kavua to be doicha yom tev has to be over zmanai, bottle karbonah, not over yom. But oil asri can only be brought on the days of the yom tev, that's all. Shavuos is Tashlum, in the next 6 days after Shavuos, he can only bring the Olas Riyah on those 7 days. That's called Zman HaKavua, so it's Decha Yom Tov. The Decha Shabbos has to be Zman HaKavua of a Yom HaBotel Korbanet. To be the Mamasofim, you don't bring it today, you can't bring it tomorrow. But to be Decha Yom Tov, you don't need that it should be of a Yom. It has to be Zman HaKavua of a Zman HaKavua. That's the Gemara, of a Zman HaBotel Korbanet. So you're allowed to be Mechala Yom Tov to bring an Olas Riyah on Yom Tov. And even if I'm wealthy and I want to bring 25 oilers, there are another 1,000 people waiting online, so they probably won't let me get the Kohanim to bring all of my 25 oilers readers. They say, one to a customer, and then please leave. Give the other people a chance. You want to bring another oilers reader, come back tomorrow. When the first day, Yom Tov, the Ikanitz is on the first day. All the other days are Tashlum and Lerishon. So the Kohanim probably won't let you do it. But Tosis learns in the Gemara that, strictly speaking, not only is Oilas Riyah, one Oilas Riyah, is Derech HaYantiv. If I want to bring 25 Oilas Riyah, it's all Derech HaYantiv. One is the minimum. It's not even one is the minimum. I can have 100 Shutvim in the one Oilas Riyah, we'll all be Yotzei Oilas Riyah. You have to be at least a Shutvim in one Oilas Riyah. But if you want to bring more than one, it's also good. And then the Netziv points out in the Rambam says, Leil Tezvav Nissen, you have to eat matzah. Mishochal Kazayis Yotza. Why does this a mitzvah to eat Kazayis matzah? No, he says a mitzvah to eat matzah. And Mishochal Kazayis Yotza. If you eat more than a Kazayis, it's all nitvas as a chelik of the mitzvah. If you do more, it's also a chelik of the mitzvah. You have a few times like that. You have a Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Lama tokim ring b'shem yoshim, tokim ring b'shem omdim. How can we blow many more tkiyas than we're mechuyev to? We blow tkiyas, the miyushim, and tkiyas, the miyuvim. You don't need so many tkiyas. You don't need so much. Why is that a violation of Baal Tosef? So Tosef is different Rishonim give different answers. So the Melchas Chinuch says, and some of the Rishonim say this already, he didn't have all the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, it says, Nelchum is Yom Truah Yelachem. It sounds for the Chumash, you blow shofar all day long. The Torah Shabbat Peh tells us what's the minimum. You have to blow at least 3 times, tkiyah, truah, tkiyah. We're not sure what truah means, so we do truah, we do shvarim truah, we do shvarim. But that's all. We do mea kodos. We do much more than what Mechuyev to do. But the Chumash says, yom truah. So as much as you blow, is all a hemshach. It's not a violation of Baal Tosef. It's all a hemshach of the mitzvah. So that's why Rabbi Yanke Tenden has a taina that even though 30 minutes is the minimum, but if you have shemen for more than 30 minutes, it should all be hooked to the mitzvah. So you designated everything for the mitzvah. Why do you say the shemen that's remaining after you already blew out the candles, after the half hour, is not hooked to the mitzvah? So why not? If you have it burned for more than a half an hour, it's a hemshach of the mitzvah. Why shouldn't everything be hooked in its wasa? It's an interesting point that he brings down. There is a kasha that some of the Achrayim work on. The Mishnah tells that Yosi ben Yoezer was from the Zugis, and he, in Adias, they quote old traditions that the Tanoim said over from earlier generation. Yosi ben Yoezer said, Mashkin, in the Beis HaMikdash, a Tohar. What does that mean, Tohar? So the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel in the end of the first perek in Psochim. The Sugi Rav Chanina is Gan HaKohenim. It's interesting, the Gemara there talks about Chagai. Chagai was preparing the Kohanim before their Makriv Korbanos. He wanted to know that they knew the ABC, that they know the dinim of the Tumah V'Tara. So when was he giving this Faher? So it says it was the 24th day of Kislev. The Chashmonaim was a few centuries later, but this is before they completed building the Bayis Sheni, Eret Chanukah, 200 years before the story of Chanukah occurred. So it's the 24th day of the Chodesh Hatshi. Chodesh Hatshi is Kislev. The 24th day of Kislev. Find out if the Kohanim know the dinim of Tumah v'Tara. So he asked them, says Rashi and Chagai, quotes the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, in the end of the first perek in Psochim, did the Kohanim pass the Bechina, did they fail the Bechina, did they know the dinim of Tumah v'Tara, did they not? No. The Gemara says, the Machlokes, but Ishtabish Kohani, the Kohanim made a mistake, or no, the Kohanim did not make a mistake, they gave the correct answers. There's all discussion over here. So the Gemara there has a machlekes. How do you translate the pasuk in Chumash? Chomashka sheishase b'chol kli yitmo. There's a din of tumas oichlim. That's a person, a dead body is an avei avos hatum. I go attend the funeral, so I'm a kabel tum. Whenever you transmit tumah from one to the other, it goes down a madrega. That's the first daf in Bava Kama. Told the same lav kayotzman. Told us by Nizikin and told us by Shabbos means what falls under the categories. There are lamites malochis, and they told us fall under subsumed under this category. So you have just like there are 39 categories of malach on Shabbos, so the choftal rovis and zikin, and many of the others and zikin have told us and told the same kayotzman. The toldus are sufficiently similar to the others, has the same din. But toldus by tumah is not the same thing. Told by tumah means tumah is transmitted from one person to the other, from one thing to the other. So then told the same lavka yesbem. If it's transmitted, the tumah always goes down a madrega. So let's say a mace is avi avos hatumah. A person attends the funeral. So he is makabel tumah from the mace, and he becomes an av hatumah. He goes to shul, shakes somebody's hand, he makes the other person a Rishon Letumah. The Rishon Letumah touches food, makes it into a Sheni Letumah. Then the Sheni Letumah touches Truma, and makes it into a Shlishi. Then the Shlishi touches Kodesh, and makes it into Revi'i Bakodesh. Then the Revi'i touches Paraduma, Eif of Paraduma, makes it a Chamishi. That's as far as they go, Chamishi. You go Revi'i Bakodesh, Shlishi by Truma, Revi'i Bakodesh, and Chamishi by Paraduma. So the Gemara has a machlekes. How do you translate the pasuk? Chomashka sheishase b'chol kli yitmo. Mashka, that's roi l'achila sodom. That's a bottle of soda, or water, or orange juice, whatever. Mashka sheishase b'chol kli yitmo. Yitmo means it's mekabel tumah. Tumas mashkim is menatoira. We say yitmo, no, maybe tumas mashkim is only with the rabbanim. Maybe there's not too much mashkin. Maybe it's only midrabban. Yitma means it could be machsha oichlim lekabel tumah. Oichel is only mekabel tumah if it had hechsher, if you rinsed it off. If you had an apple that was never rinsed off after it was detached from the tree, while it was on the tree, it was raining on it, so they got rinsed off a lot of times. But from the time you plucked it off from the tree, if you never washed it off with one of the zayin mashkin, that's not called roi lachila. So you need mashkin, you have to rinse it off with one of the mashkin. Yitma, the mashkim ma'machsha oichel lekabel tumah. So the Gemara said mashkim and the Beis Hamikdash, they never made the chumra midrabbana. What's a chumra? What's minatar? What's midrabbana? So one opinion is that mashkim are mekabel tumas atzman, but the tamei acherim is only midrabbana. So in the Beis Hamikdash, mashkim have tumah, but they can't be mekabel tamei acherim. And the other opinion is that afilo tumas atzman is only midrabbanan. Not only is it not mitami acherim and atorah, chol mashke sheishase b'chol kli yitma. Yitma means it could be machshe lekabel tumah, but it itself cannot be mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says whatever is only midrabbanan doesn't apply in the Beis Hamikdash. So the shaila was, why did they need the whole Nes Chanukah? The Achronim are bothered with this kasha. Why did they need the whole Nes Chanukah? If Yosef ben Yehuda says, Mashkim in the Beis Hamikdash, if it's not Mekabel Tumah at all, it's only Minatur, it's only Mekabel Tumah Midrabbanan, so then there never was a Gzeir in the Beis Hamikdash. So the truth of the matter is that there is no such shita in the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokes, which mashkim don't you have the din de rabbanan? Only mashkim that you put on the mizbeach. Let's say you bring yayin lenesach, you pour it down the shisen, pour it down the pipes on the mizbeach. So that's mashkin on the bay madbecha, mashkin bay madbechaya, mashkin out the mizbeach, the yayin lenesach, or the shemen that you have, mincha belula b'shemen. The shemen is a mashke, and you blend it in with the solas, so that you're going to burn that on the mizbeach. So the shemen and the yayin that you makir on the mizbeach, there they never made the chumer midirabon. So one opinion is mashkin have no tumah in Atar at all. So the whole tumah satzman is only midirabon, and the pasuk says hamashka sheishasa chok liyitma means it could be machsher oichel mil kabel tumah. So in the mashkim and the mizbeach, it doesn't apply. But here we're talking about the shemen and the menorah. That's not on the mizbeach. So according to that opinion, there's no kasha. Because the shemen and the menorah is makabel tumah. Midrabbanan. And they never said there is a kula. They only said the kula and mashkim on the mizbeach. According to the other opinion, that even mashkim, anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash, you make a lan. So they hold the only mekel that it's not metame acherim. Tuma satzma and mashkin have tuma menatar. It's only metame acherim is only midrabban. But if it has tuma satzma, so the shemen that became nitma, you can't use it for the menorah. So truth of the matter, there's no kasha because machlek is Rabbi Shmuel. Which mashkim are you not machmer on? Only mashkim on the mizbeach. The yayin and the shemen, or even any mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash, even shemen for the menorah. So if you hold it goes on everything in the Beis HaMikdash, then it only goes on the tamei acher. If you hold it goes only on the mashkim on the mizbeach, then you say it doesn't have too much satzman. So the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. But somehow the achrayim were bothered with this kasha. Once you have Yosi ben Yoezer, why? Because they say the Rambam seems to hold, not like the Gemara, the Rambam seems to hold that Mashke Bei Matbachai is not because it's only mid the Rabbon, therefore they were never Goyza in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam seems to hold as if it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. That's how some Achrayim want to say. If it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, the Mashkim and the Beis HaMikdash don't have Tumah at all. So that's what they ask Akasha. If you hold like that Rambam, so what was the whole need for the Nes on the occasion of the Nes Chanukah, that all the Shemen that they had, the Yevonim were metami all the shemen. Shemen is not mekabel tumah. So what's the problem? So some of the achrayim say Sholomeshit has this. He has a whole maimer in the end of one of the volumes of Sholomeshit. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzel. So he has a long essay in Agoda on the story of Chanukah in the end of one of the volumes of the Shalos HaTshuvos. So he says Yosef ben Yoezer came on the scene after the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim, the story of the Chashmonaim was a little over 200 years before the Churban HaBayis. Yosef ben Yoezer was 100 years later, 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. So they didn't yet have that psak, the Mashkan and Beis HaMikdash is Tor. They were working on the assumption that Mashkan and Beis HaMikdash is Tomei. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo made a miracle, even though Aliba the Emes, there was no need for the miracle. But since that was a psak HaMekubal, in that generation, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made a miracle because they didn't yet have the psak of Yosef ben Yoezer. That's interesting. It's along the lines of the Agadah. The Gemara has an Agadah. Moshe Rabbeinu was in heaven and Rebbeinu Shlomo finished writing a Sefer Torah. We usually say Rebbeinu Shlomo dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word during the 40 years in the Midbar. But the Gemara presents it in the Agadah as if the Rebbeinu Shlomo wrote a Sefer Torah and gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu instead of dictating it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe, the Baruch Shalom finished the whole Sefer. Then he goes back and he's putting tagim on all of the letters that need tagim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what do I need the tagim for? Do I need the chashkalach? It's good the way it is. Give me the Sefer. The Baruch Shalom says, no, there's going to be a Tana. And many, many centuries later, there's going to be a Tana. Rabbi Akiva, he's going to darshan on every tag. He had Mikdash HaTorah and Rashman. He darshan all the tagim. So the Baruch Shalom put in the tagim. What's the story about all the drushas of Rabbi Akiva? We don't pass like any of them. His opinion was not accepted. We don't pass like any of these drushes that Rabbi Akiva. The Mari never quotes any of the drushes regarding the Tagim. But nonetheless, there's a klal of Beilu. So the Ribbono Shel Olam put on tagim that that should be one mahalach in paskening halacha. So here also, El Veda Dibli Gimchaim, at the time of the Hashmonaim, Yosef Ben Yoez's psak was not yet brought up. The psak HaMekubal that was at that time that Shemen and Beis HaMikdash is Mekabel Tuma. So the Ribbono Shel Olam felt that it is a tzorich, because now the psak HaMekubal is that the Shemen is Mekabel Tuma. You gotta make a miracle for them. It's interesting, I'll close with this. The Mishnah Brura points out the Gemara has in the Sugi of Chanukah in Perek Bamimad Likin. So the Gemara says in the city Tzidon in Eretz Yisrael there were two Zikanim. One did like Bishama, one did like Bishilo. Bishama, the first night they light 8 candles, the next light they light 7 candles, they go down from 8 to 1, and Bishilo did the reverse. So the Mishnah Brura has a shaila, but a baskal came out from heaven and said, we paskin like Bishilo. So he says, yeah, you paskin like Bishilo when there's a discussion in halacha. This is a shaila for a mahadrin and a mahadrin. Amidus chasidus. So it's eleviela divilim kimchai. There never was a baskal on that, and you're not in violation of the psak halacha. If you want to do like Bishamai, it was after the baskal came out already, after years after the baskal came out. So the Mishnah Berurah has that. It would appear from the Gemara as if one chooses to, he can do it like the Beis Shammai. The Poiches V'Hoylech. The light 8 the first night, 7 the second night. And you can, you're not allowed to, Beis Shammai Mokam is still in a Mishnah when it's a Shaila and Halacha. But the Shaila Amidus Chasidus, there never was a Psak. And it would appear as if there's no Din of Lois is going to do also. Lois is going to do is only if you have real Dinim. And it's Nasis Turkish, they Taurus. If there are two people in the same base medrash, one is going to insist on doing the mitzvah like this, one is going to insist on the other one, that's a violation of Dibin Lysis Gerdelu, Nasis Hagudas Hagudas, Zif Nasis Ha Turkish, they Taurus. But if you're talking about a Midas Chasidus, they're both acceptable Midas Chasidus. An interesting Heorah. So the Mishnah Berurah raises the issue. It says that that's what it would appear from the Gemara, that there's no loisis goderu, and the baskal that said halacha kebeis hillel didn't apply to the midas chasid. Only applies to issues where there's a shaila halacha lamais. Okay, we should all see Yeshuas and Achamas from Eretz Yisrael. The Chazal have in the pasuk. The Rav Soloveitchik quoted from a passage in the Zohar, in the beginning of the Bria, says, "For it's how says Zohar, Baba v'choshech apnei tohom." So the Baruch Hashem created the whole world, and he chased out most of the tohu vavohu. He got rid of 99% of the tohu vavohu. He left a little tohu vavohu, and that's Amalek. And he swore, "Kiyor al keiskor." He swore by his throne, "V'chamal Hashem Amalek nidor." The Baruch Hashem swore to wipe out Amalek. So we daven out to Rebbe Shalom, he should keep his shvu, he should keep his promise to the Jewish people. And he told the Jewish people, Timchazech Amalek, he should give us the koach to fulfill the mitzvah, wiping out Amalek. We have these Amalekim who are fooling the whole world into believing Mamesha Shkarim, as if the Jewish army killed 16,000 innocent Palestinians. I think the whole thing is kula sheker. Everything that they say turns out to be sheker. Nothing is honest. They're mamish Amalek. So we have to pray to the Baruch Shalom. Keep your promise. He promised Emche, Yor al keis kom ocham al shem, where Baruch Shalom is going to wipe out Amalek, and he's supposed to give us the kerach to fulfill our mitzvah, to help him, to become a shutuf with him, to clean out the world, to improve the world. We still have tov ovo. You have to wipe out Amalek. And the Gemara says, "Kolzman that Amalek is ba'ilam, then he sometimes tzadik v'ra'lo rasha v'tovlo. When Amalek will be removed from the world, everyone will realize that kol ma'adav rachmana l'tavlovit. When you don't have any sheker like Amalek, then everything will be emes. So we'll realize that everything the Baruch Hashem does is l'tovlo. Now it seems that there are many tragedies taking place. We can't see that. We don't see how these tragedies are considered." Wonderful things. But we're supposed to have a munin that after Amalek will be wiped out. And the Gemara says, we will understand that everything was really litoy. You have to pray to Ribbono Shel Olam. He should keep his promise to wipe out Amalek. He should give the tzahal, the koyach, that they should fulfill their mitzvah. Timchas Zerich HaMalek. Okay, Lynetta, next week we'll go back to learning the Gemara Megillah.
Is that last comment from the Mishnah Berurah, is that maybe the reason why Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosos in terms of Mahadrin? Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosos in terms of Mahadrin and Mahadrin, and the Ramah passes like the Rambam? Well, it's just it's not my derech hapsak anyway. It's only a chumrah. It's only a midas.
Yeah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah raises, such a possibility that there would appear from the Gemara that even if you want to do like Beis Shammah, you can do. Yes.
Why is
this the idea?
Why is Beis Shammah and midas chassidus over Beis Hillel? 8-1 going to 1-8.
No, both of them are midas chassidus. Whether you do like Beis Shammah, you do like Beis Hillel. Okay. All things adre men amahadren.
Right.
So the Basco said the halacha is kibesil when they argue in halacha.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're arguing about minas chassidus, you can do whatever minas chassidus you want to do. The mm-hmm. Basco never took a stand on minas chassidus,
mm-hmm.
only took a stand on halachas. That's a suggestion of the Bir Halacha. Interesting. Chiddush.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, a good
Hanukkah.
Thank you,
and a prayer
Hanukkah.
Amen. Good, yeah.
Thank you, and a prayer Hanukkah.
Amen. Should all be healthy.
Amen.
Amen.